Journey to Beauty. Begin by closing your eyes and relaxing. Take a few deep breaths to help you let go. Let all tension flow away from the body. And as you're relaxing, you allow yourself to drift a little deeper. To help you go deeper, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. On each descending number, you'll go deeper. Somewhere in the counting, you'll be crossing an invisible line between relaxation and the altered state you call meditation. So by the time of each one, you'll be ready to enter your safe place, somewhere where the earth is beautiful, for that's where she loves herself the most. So you're going deeper. 5, 4, 3, to your safe place and begin to open your senses, starting with the sight. Look at the scenery around you, notice the shapes and the colours of the landscape, colour of the sky, shapes and movement of clouds. Notice the trees and plants that are growing there. Allow the sounds of nature. You can smell the freshness of the air. And begin to touch. You feel the air on your skin. Reach out and feel the texture of bark or leaves or grass. And you begin this journey by going to the higher ground. So you're climbing upwards wherever you are to the high ground. And this is the first place you gather. From the high ground you gather courage, confidence, hope, trust, humility, authority, permission, artistry of being, authenticity, conscience, character, and integrity. You may suck them out of the air, breathe them in, or maybe collect them as objects, small stones or flowers or crystals or plants. Whichever way you're gathering of the high ground, gathering these positive qualities. Having gathered of the high ground, you move on. The next place you come to is the hallows, the place you wake up. In here you gather love, beauty, enchantment, or solitude. Whatever it is that wakes you up. Again, you breathe it out of the air and gather it as crystals or flowers or objects. Gather this and move on. Next, you come to a place of passion. It seems to rise all around you like a steam. You begin to gather with the passion. And as you do so, you encounter the passion stealers. First comes the martyr, who always feels overburdened, misunderstood, unappreciated, seeking righteous and silent punishment. To counter them comes the magician, that which is hidden behind the martyr. Imagine the sleight of hand it takes to create the problem and make it look like somebody else is doing it. So welcome the magician who restores your passion. Next comes the outlaw. That part of you always feels shut out, unaccepted. Counter them comes the rebel. That which dares to be different. Let them restore passion to you. Then comes the judge. All the judgments come to steal your passion. And to answer them comes the critic. Give you positive criticism, constructive criticism. and they give you passion. Then there's the enrage, that part of you that holds the rage inside and cannot express it, consumes all the energy inside. To counter them comes the outrage. Then comes the mad woman, the archetype who destroys love. Countering to them comes the creative madness of risk and daring. Let them give you passion back. Then comes the loan shark, that part of it that's always keeping in debt to the past. In answer to them comes the forgiver to restore your passion. Then comes the dark lover, with all the distorted concepts of love. In answer to them comes the light shadow. They carry all the positive things you've denied about yourself. Absorb then all the passion that's missing. Then you move on. In the fourth place, you take in the light or radiance from your resonance, abundance, momentum or balance. Then you move on to the core of power. We absorb love or will, whichever is lacking. Then you gather power itself. Take in all the power. And finally you gather something of the higher magic, love or choice. That love that is the source of all power in the universe, or the choices you've not yet made. Having gathered, you moved now to the edge of a valley. Looking down, there's a gentle curve. From where you are in front of you, top of this sweep, is a large crystal. A pink one, a rose quartz, standing about 8 feet high, like a pillar. As you stand before this crystal, you take in the quality of intimacy. Being close, connected with your creation. Then you move on down the slope to a large standing clear quartz. This is the point of freedom. Freedom from and freedom to. There are things you want to be free of, and things you want to be free to do. Receive its resonance. Then you move on down. Right at the bottom of the valley, in this pivotal point, is a large standing smoky quartz. This is the point of trust. Feel the trust in yourself, in your own power, your spirituality. And then move on up the other side of the slope until you come to another large standing clear quartz opposite the first, the place of mattering. This where you allow yourself to observe what really matters and allow it to matter. Then move on further up the slope to a large standing rose quartz opposite the first. This is the point of vulnerability. Be vulnerable to that which changes you. Vulnerable to love. Vulnerable to the goddess. Vulnerable to your own magic. then move the rest of the way up the slope to come to the other side of the valley. Opposite where the journey began, the foundation, there is now another lodge standing quartz, the place of the rite of passage. As you approach this, there's a guardian. Somebody may appear a little scary guarding the way. Comes to test you first. See if you are ready, if you are worthy. The first thing he looks for is your empowerment, your authority and permission. Feel the authority, know you're the author of your own life, and give yourself permission. Then he'll look to the light of your passion. The passion you've gathered, now feel it inside. Next thing he looks for is your imagination. Allow your imagination to flow. Imagine all the things you're going to create. Then he looks to your balance. Maybe you're standing on a balance beam, seeing how well balanced you are. And you remember the balance you gathered. There are 7 components. Fantasy is balanced with wisdom. Illumination with shadow. Guidance with boundary. Freedom with responsibility. Movement with direction. Love with will. Presence with authority. Having tested the balance, he now looks to your willingness to access the liminal. Between where you are and what you want to create, there's chaos. Be willing to enter it. Then he prods you to test your substance. How well do you follow through? Will you continue what you've started to completion? Then he tests with it tethered to the future or the past. Be sure now to tether yourself to the future, what you're becoming rather than what you've been. For in this chaos, in the liminal space, you seek a tether. Be tethered to what you are becoming. Having passed the test, he lets you pass. And you come into a place of great beauty. Look around, take in all the beauty. Feel the exhilaration and serenity it brings you. Let this atmosphere lift you into beauty itself. Lifted to that exhilaration, serenity, into the energy of pure beauty that's a source of all power in the universe. Be lifted into beauty itself. Be absorbed into it. As you feel the beauty of the source flowing through you, let it express itself through you. Begin to see your own expression of beauty, the beauty you're going to bring to the world. Just flow with the beauty, let it change you. And follow this flow of beauty through your life. Come back to earth. Feel yourself flowing back into the safe place, carrying beauty with you. And I'm going to count up from 1 to 5. On the count of 5, you'll be fully present back in the room, wide awake and alert, and will open your eyes. One, two, three, four, five. Open your eyes, fully present.